For the DRG Media Group Sports, I'm William Haynes. Due to weather, this morning's Big Dakota track and field meet in Todd County was postponed with no scheduled makeup date at this time. Mobridge Pollock and several area high schools were in line to compete. Mobridge Pollock softball still has a game scheduled for this Saturday at home against Milbank at 11 a.m. Central. To the surprise of none, Caitlin Clark was the first player selected in last night's WNBA draft. Clark, who was born in Des Moines, Iowa, and played collegiately at the University of Iowa, was taken by the Indiana Fever, who play in nearby Indianapolis. The two-time player of the year and all-time leading scorer in college basketball will go professional with a Fever team that was just 13-27 a season ago. It will be a quick turnaround after playing 39 games at Iowa, as the Fever will have their first preseason game May 3rd in Dallas. Their first regular season game is May 14th in Connecticut. Nearly all of the Fever's games this season will be broadcasted nationally on either the ESPN family of networks, NBA TV, or Amazon Prime. The Minnesota Twins fell to the Baltimore Orioles last night 7-4. They had a great chance to score in the top of the first on a hard hit ball from Kyle Farmer, but Baltimore's Cedric Mullins in center field had other ideas.
Infielder's back. Jeffers bluffs down the line. The 2-2 swung on, lined into left center field. Long run for Cedric Mullins. Mullins dives and he makes the catch. He stole extra bases and he stole a run with an acrobatic platinum glove level catch in left center field.
The call there from Twins Radio. The Orioles would capitalize on that play, scoring two in their half of the first that would keep them in the lead for the remainder of the game. In five innings, starting pitcher Louis Varland got hammered for 11 hits. The final one was a dagger from Mullins, who made his presence known in the game.
Waits left side, the pitch. Swung on and hit high in the air, right field. Margot drifting into the corner, looking up. Is it fair? Yes. Home run. Two-run shot. And it's 6-2 Orioles.
With the loss, Minnesota's Varland is now 0-3 in three starts. He has allowed 13 runs in 14 innings. The Twins turn their attention to tonight, where they'll send Chris Paddock to the mound against Baltimore's Grayson Rodriguez. Paddock has no decisions in two starts, while Rodriguez has dominated his three starts with 21 strikeouts and just five total earned runs. First pitch is at 5:30 Central tonight in Baltimore. The NBA play-in tournament begins tonight, with four teams fighting over the last two playoff spots in each conference. The Lakers will play New Orleans at 6:30 tonight, and Golden State and Sacramento will follow at 9. The winner of Lakers-Pelicans will clinch a playoff spot, while the loser will play the winner of Warriors-Kings on Friday for a chance to advance. The loser of the Warriors-Kings game will be eliminated. That's what's happening. For more news, sports, and weather, go to drgnews.com.